3 took the present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer, he started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Okay, welcome to the American Reconstruction Project, originally started by Jack Bauer, who had passed away a couple weeks ago. And tonight, we're going to talk about Congress and how you can use Congress and the grand jury to your advantage. My name is Chappie. And several years ago, I had an opportunity to go in front of a grand jury, because they were wanting to indict me for failure to file income tax returns and so forth. And when I went in front of the grand jury, I turned the tables on them. And that's what we're going to discuss tonight, and how people, not citizens of the U.S., well, the U.S. citizens and so forth, they can use it, but you got to know who you are, when you are, and what to do under certain circumstances. For anybody that has any questions, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443. And if you have any questions or comments, please call in. We don't want to get into any arguments or anything, but if you have good questions and comments, love to hear from you. Now, we got only a few minutes in this section, but we're going to start off covering how Congress can be effective for you, how you can use Congress to your advantage. And the reason being, there was a gentleman named Dave Merlin out of Washington who, him and several others had filed a criminal complaint back in 2005. And it was Dave Merlin, Tim Garrison, Lee J. Harold, Jim Walden, Greg Weiss, Paul Broward, and we the people were the complainants. And it was versus the Justice of Department and many others as co-defendants. And the complaint was filed under Title 18, Section 4, Misprison of a Felony. And the violations included, but weren't limited to, Title 18 U.S.C., Section 3, 4, 241, 242, 876, Print D, 808, 880, 1341, 1343, 1623, and 1951, parent A, and several others. As you can see, it's a very well written complaint. And after the break coming up, I will show you where you can get the memorandum of law, which is the heart of the complaint. And you will want to download that. It's free. And you will want to download that and read it, because it is a load full of information. It gives you the Internal Revenue Code, how anybody with a reasonable amount of intelligence can comprehend it. It's written not in legal, confusing terms. It's straightforward. And if you have a good faith belief, that's all you need to not be convicted of willful failure to file, and it will protect you. And right after the short break that is coming up, I will give you some more information on that, and then how effectively we can use the grand juries. The grand juries are forming all over the country, and lawful grand juries, that is, and you can use the grand juries that are now in place for your benefit as well. Okay, we're coming up to the break. We'll be back shortly.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Okay. Welcome back to the American Reconstruction Project. My name is Chappie, and I'm going to be your host for the hour. And what we're talking about is how to make Congress and the grand jury benefit you. And you know, a lot of people, especially in today's time, more so than 10 or 15 years ago, but today, you know, when that guy is sitting in the president's office allegedly wanting to be the president of the United States, when he came in, he hired 650,000 new agents, and they're aggressive today. They are just going rampant. They're taking people's money out of their accounts. The Congress wants to take charge of your savings account, and if they take charge, you know that it means it's gone. I mean, it's, you know, whatever you saved and worked for, it's going to be totally gone. And so what a lot of people don't understand, one, they need to get an asset protection, get that out of your name, and get it into an asset protection where you control it, but you don't own it. And if you don't own it, they can't take it from you. And a lot of this information I can give you at a later time. If you email me at AmericanLibertees.LLC@gmail.com and keep that email address in front of you, because we're going to talk about some different subjects. depending on the subject. Put the subject of the information that you want in the subject line, and I can return some information to you. That's AmericanLiberties.LLC@gmail.com. Okay, so anyhow, Dave Merlin filed this criminal complaint to Congress. It went to everybody in Congress, but specifically, it went to all members of the Judiciary Committee, the Committee of Government Reform, and the Joint Committee on Taxation, as well as Ron Paul. And in the table of contents, when you look at it, you have a cover letter verified from David Merlin, the policy analysis and taxpayer advocate, eyewitness to DOJ's description of his prosecution process. There's 16 pages on that. Then you have the complaint, which is 33 pages, and that's under Title 18, Section 4, misprison of a felony. The abstract of the primary claims, there's 12 pages on that. The table of authorities, there's relied on, there's 8 pages on that. Memorandum in support, which you can download at weareus.us. That's W-E, the letter R, U-S, dot U-S. And then you have the certificate of service, and then it goes on with the declaration of truth, authenticity of exhibits by David Merlin, and it goes on with different exhibits. But when you go in and through the complaint, there's memorandum of law, you have issues there that issues A, B, C, D, and so on. And what those issues are bringing about is that he's making a statement of law, how it's interpreted. And then he's asked questions. And the questions are, if I'm not a citizen by statutory definition, am I the same citizen in 3121E, 1402B, 3306J, the same citizen there as in CFR, 26 CFR 1.1-1? And it kind of boxes them in because they can't say yes and they can't say no. And so what they do is they don't answer it. Now, many people that are familiar with commercial law, and common law, if you have a duty, being a government servant, if you have a duty and your duty is to answer the questions and you fail to answer, then you can do a default because he no longer by estoppel can come after you unless legally. But then again, you got to know how to stand on your feet, So anyhow, when I met Dave back in 2005, I was being harassed by the Internal Revenue Service. And when I met him, it wasn't that he gave me an insight on the code, because I've been studying the code since 88. And again, you can get a lot of this information at weareus.us. But the interesting thing was, I got his posture, because what they failed to provide is information for you to make an informed decision if Title 26 is applicable to you or not. Because they certainly weren't making that available to me. I mean, I used to go knocking on their doors and wanting to talk to them. When they came, when they sent me, letters that they wanted me to come down for books and records, I ran on down there. I didn't have any problem going down there. I brought a court reporter and I brought some witnesses, and it was ended. Okay, we don't need to discuss this. I said, why not? I'm here. Let's talk about books and records. But first, I need your delegation of authority. By what authority? Now, that authority could have come from a contract. It could have came from statutes. It could have came from the Constitution. It could have came from a directive from something that may have higher authority. But as one of the people of the United States of America, who is endowed with certain unalienable rights by his creator, I'm the one that has the authority because they are supposed to be my servants. Not that they go run and get me a cup of coffee when I demand, but, you know, by the Constitution, they have limited powers, and I didn't grant them any other powers that other than what's in the Constitution. So I wanted to know, by what authority do you even have you speak to me? And they couldn't do it. They couldn't give it. So, you know, now, and so when I sent this, I joined this criminal complaint. And when I joined it, it was sent to all the departments that I named, the Judiciary Committee, the Committee of Government Reform, and the Joint Committee on Taxation. And I joined as a joiner, as a co-complainant, naming several IRS agents as co-defendants. And then when I went, and I sent it to the Congress, and then I sent copies of it to the federal judges, to the sheriff, and to my local legislature, and I sent it to the IRS, and I even sent it to the DOJ, that I'm being, you know, I'm not getting due process here, okay? I'm willing to pay. I don't have a problem in paying taxes that I duly owe. I mean, I do it all the time when I get gas or, you know, when I go to buy alcohol, if I was to drink or something like this, I don't have a problem in paying duly authorized taxes. But don't come and give me a bill saying I owe money on my labor. My labor is my property. I have a right to life, liberty, and property. My body, my money, anything I do is my property. So I need to know, by what authority do you speak to me in that I may not be aware of? And if you can show me and provide me with that, I'd be glad to pay. I don't have a problem. Now, how is a court of your peers going to file, I mean, they're going to find you guilty for willful failure to file? For to bring charges for willful failure to file, you got to have a duty. You must be known of that duty. And they must prove that you violated that duty, you know, with intent not to pay a duly authorized tax. Well, they can't do it. So then after I filed and everything and we went around, I'm going to make the story short here, but then they summoned me to a grand jury, and I couldn't wait to get there. Now understand, their grand jury is different from a lawful grand jury, and we'll discuss that a little bit more later. But I went in front of the grand jury, And I sat there and I said, how many of you here are United States citizens? Now, I'm going to take a break here for a minute. United States citizen is a very discussionable word or term because, you know, most people think that, well, I'm a United States citizen. I live in the United States. But if you go to Black's Law Dictionary in the sixth edition, which I think it has that's the last edition that has a good explanation or a good definition of it. It shows you there's three definitions of the United States. One is the United States is like the District of Columbia and its territories. Well, Florida, Massachusetts, and, you know, New York, New Jersey is not a territory of the United States. But Guam, Puerto Rico, and American Samoa is. Then the other definition is collectively, the several states. Okay, now, we just took a break, and we're on our break, and we'll be back after the break, and we'll go on with the definition of the United States.
But she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back with the definition of the United States. I'm going to start over real quick. I got the Black's Law 6th edition out, and it reads, the term has several meanings. It may merely be the name of a sovereign occupying the position analogous to that of other sovereigns in family of nations. It may be designated territory over the sovereignty of the United States extends, or it may be collective name of the states which are united by under the Constitution. And that is in Hooven versus Allison Company. Hooven and Allison Company versus Abbott. And that's never been overturned, and the definition still applies today. Each of the states are their independent nations, but they have a compact with all the other nations, and they have the federal government, which has no authority in any of the states unless we give them consent, either by law or by constitution, and there hasn't been. So these federal agents, and by the way, the definition of a federal agent is from Puerto Rico. He works for the Internal Revenue for the Secretary of, out of Puerto Rico, and I don't live in Puerto Rico. So when I explain that to the grand jury, even though it is a, you know, a fictitious grand jury as far as what our Constitution implies, the they're people of human intelligence, maybe not as knowledgeable, but they kind of knew why they were there. And when I went through it properly and took my time and went over and asked questions as I went and made sure they understood, then at the end I asked them some simple questions and they couldn't answer it. They looked at the DOJ, the prosecutor, and he was beside himself. He just sat there. He didn't even bother acknowledging the answer to the question. He just kind of like ignored everything and went on. And then finally I looked at the grand jury and I said, okay, I guess that's about it. And then one old guy in the grand jury, he says, well, what other questions would you have us, or what questions would you have us ask the your adversary? And because I use the adversary term quite a bit. And I looked down thinking, oh, God, the lights ain't on in this guy's home. What can I do? And it was like the answer just shined. I said, what if I gave you the questions and as a admit or deny, and then you sit down with the DOJ and ask them, you know, to either admit or deny? Well, for the first time in about an hour and a half, that DOJ shot up, and you could see the blood rush from his face. He said, you send those questions to me or the agent. And I responded quickly by saying, by what assurance would I know that the grand jury would get them? And he said, they'll get them if it's applicable. Now, understand what this attorney just said. He's going to determine for the grand jury if my questions are applicable. And I looked at the, I mean, again, this was my first time in the grand jury. Like always, if I had to do it all over again, I would do things a little bit differently. And I'd be probably, I don't know if I'd do anything as good because I haven't heard from them people now for 7 years. But the thing of it is, he couldn't answer the questions. The grand jury, you know, wanted the questions to be answered. And then I said, I will send it to you. And I told the DOJ that. But when I got home and then we prepared the paperwork, not only did I send him a copy by regular mail, I sent a copy to the grand jury foreman by certified mail, by registered mail, and by FedEx. So they can't deny that they didn't get it. And I haven't heard from them since. Now, let's go back a little bit in history when we're talking about the grand jury. Well, I guess let me, I'm sorry to jump around here. Let me just finish this. How the Congress, how we use the Congress, and then we can get away from that. The Congress has yet to answer the complaint. They haven't responded to it. They ignore it. I mean, I don't think anybody on this call is surprised. By the way, if you have any questions or comments, call 1-800-313-9443. And so eventually, the lawyer, you know, wrote up some paperwork and lied to the judge, telling the judge that I refuse to do the exemplar. See, this is why I was summoned to the grand jury to begin with. They wanted examples of my voice, my handprint, and my handwriting. So, when I went in front of the judge and I went back and forth a little bit. Here's another break. We got to take care of our sponsors, don't we? We'll be back about in front of the judge.
She don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to... So when I went in front of the judge, and the judge... After she listened to the testimony of the IRS agent, which I just blew him right out of the courtroom, she said, you know, Mr. Chapman, many people have come across this, like, and she named two different people that she sent to prison. Now, if that's showing bias or unbiased, I'll leave that up to your discretion. But many good homes have been broken up because they've taken the stance that I took. And I said, Judge, I find it interesting that on two different occasions I sent you a copy of the criminal complaint that I sent to Congress, which you seem to ignore, but become complicit to their criminal activity. And I think that, you know, so this is why it's important, because you know, I sent it to Congress. It's on the public record that I sent it to Congress. She received it under Title 4, Title 18, Section 4, which says it's compulsory. I'm compelled to report a crime. And then under Title 18, Section 3, she now became complicit and accessory after the fact, whether she liked it or not. So she had to give, you know, hold back. So, but we have a couple callers on the phone. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, it's wonderful that you got in front of a grand jury. I have several ideas I'd like to present to a grand jury. But it's utterly impossible to get to a grand jury here.
All things are possible. But go ahead, Jerry.
I mean, they've got a three-layer screening process. First, they only meet for 1 week every 4 months, and they have the foreman on duty all the time, and everything that is done by the foreman and the prosecutor and the judge. The foreman is appointed. He's a full-time employee, and he's really just a puppet of the prosecutor. You can't get in unless you go through the sheriff, and then the prosecutor, and then the foreman, and then they'll put you on a schedule for meeting with the grand jury if you can pass all of those tests. And I've never found any way to do it.
Well, and we'll talk about that in a minute. There is a grand jury society that is gearing up and starting up, and they're starting to spread now. If you want to email me and put in the subject line grand jury, I will connect you with the parties to be. I'm not very good at multitasking, going to my Skype and this and that to give you that information now. But if you will email me at AmericanLiberties.LLC @gmail.com. Also, if you want to visit my website, you can go to WeAreUs.us, and up in the left-hand corner, you can subscribe to my email list, because I'm going to present some remedies for all of us shortly.
I've got another question.
Okay, go ahead.
Government employees feel like they don't have to answer any questions, whether they're sent to them or not, and they'll just say, well, you need to talk to your attorney, and they will default, and then the fact that you have evidence that they defaulted doesn't mean anything to them, and it doesn't mean anything in court.
Well, they want you to go to an attorney, because if you go to an attorney, that means you can't handle your own affairs.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? And so you're incompetent.
Yeah.
And incompetent people can't handle their own affairs. And
yeah.
So if you follow their advice, and see, and this is what the people need. You don't need to go in there with misguided, direction. But, there is a way that we the people can take back control, and we'll cover that more. I'm going to bring on the next party who has a question. But thank you, Richard, and stay on the line and listen, and we may have some answers for you. Okay, David?
Hello.
David from Delaware?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Since the Internal Revenue is collected by voluntary compliance, why bother learning all that code? You could just discontinue volunteering. People
exactly.
Just need to go to escapeharassment.com and activate that strategy number one and discontinue volunteering.
Okay, that's great. I know a lot of people have done that, and then what happens when they still come after you, even though that you
Well, I don't file, and I have not filed since 1972, and I've used that process, and as long as you repeat the process every time with every single document that they serve or mail or present to you, you don't fall for that acceptance trap or the appearance trap. That's how they trick people. They trick people into making an appearance by saying something.
Yeah, well, and I agree with you. Now, what's the name of this website again?
www.escapeharassment.com. And the other name is, for the same website, is www.escape-tickets, T-I-C-K-E-T-S, tickets-irs-court.org.
Okay, but escapeharassment.com is a lot easier. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank
That's
you.
Good information. The okay, so now what I did is I filed a complaint. See, what I did at the time I quit volunteering years ago and so forth, and I volunteered to pay upon proof, whatever, you know, give me some evidence and facts that Title 26 is applicable to me, and I'll be glad to pay. I don't have a problem in this. And when I went in front of the grand jury, it was the same thing. There wasn't an issue. And so when people go to, Dave, are you still on the phone? No? David from Delaware, you still there? Okay. The W-4s, when employers want you to sign W-4s and to receive a W-2 or a W-9 to get a 1099, what happens is that they're getting you in submitting a gift or an estate tax. And there's probably a 5-hour discussion on that alone. So they trick you in many ways in getting you to submit voluntarily or involuntarily to paying the Internal Revenue tax. And with that, it's hard to get out. Okay, Jerry from Arkansas, got a question or comment?
Yes, thank you for taking the call. At the beginning of the show, you quoted that we have certain unalienable rights, and I take that you were coming from the Declaration of Independence?
That's right.
There where it says that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. The word right or rights occurs approximately 350 times in the Bible, and it occurs as a directional sense to say like the right hand or in being correct. Can you tell me anywhere, since it never occurs in the Bible, that somebody has a right of life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness? Could it be that we were scammed at the beginning in the Declaration of Independence?
I don't think so. A right is an inherent right from my Creator. He endowed me with life and liberty, didn't he?
Well, where do you come up with that proof
of
that reference?
Out of the Bible.
Well, as I said, it never occurs in the Bible.
Oh, sure it does.
Well,
I hope
someday you would bring on your show any chapter, book, chapter, and verse, because I assure you I've read every single one of them, and never does it talk about that we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Nor does it give the word right in any context like that.
Well, okay, now you're asking me to quote a Bible verse, and I can't do it right here on your show. But if you wish to...
I don't have email, but maybe next week you could bring it up.
We're at a problem here, aren't we? Well, I tell you what, in Christ we have liberty, and that is in the Bible. And I remember reading it as sure as I'm sitting here. And property... If you're looking at me, the body, you're not seeing Chris Chapman, because I'm made in God's image. My image, and nobody knows what God looks like, because it's a spirit, and nobody can tell you what a spirit looks like. When this body dies, I leave the body and I go elsewhere. And so I own my body, and everything I do, I own. If I do a crime and I trespass against somebody else's equal rights, then I own that too. Okay, so I'm responsible, and I gotta be held accountable for everything I do because I own it. Whether or not I like it or not, I own it, good or bad, and so. But I thank you for your comment. There's really no answer. I'm certainly not a preacher that I'm going to get into preaching here. But I can assure you, God gave me all rights and liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on this earth from the time of Genesis.
I would love to have anybody ever show me any book, chapter, and verse of that, because I think I'm a fair student of that book, and I think that what it was is the word rights belongs to something that is given to the individual by an inferior sovereign that can be taken at whim according to the United States Supreme Court. They're given and taken at whim.
No, privileges can be taken any time, but not rights. You have no, like, you have no right to interfere with my rights. If I have a right to my property, who are you to tell me that I don't? Outside of having
I am only respect, you know, with respect to the Declaration of Independence, it's telling people that people are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. I suggest that it is never found anywhere in scriptures that the creator gives you unalienable rights. The definition of the word unalienable would mean it can't be taken away.
That's right.
So we wouldn't have to fight for, you know, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, because the word unalienable means it can't be taken away, yet they are taken away all the time.
They're taken away because we don't know how to keep them.
Well, if they were unalienable, they couldn't be taken away by the very definition of the word unalienable.
Well, no, you don't think people can violate the law?
If something is truly unalienable, like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then it can't be taken away. That's what the definition of unalienable is. It can't be taken away.
Can we contract it?
But yet they're taken away every day.
Can we contract it away?
Certainly.
Okay, and that's what we do most of the time, too.
Right. So, in other words, there's no such thing as unalienable rights.
Yes, there is. If you contract them away, then you waive your rights.
Right, but if they were unalienable, you wouldn't be able to contract them away.
Okay, well, I can see we can go around here like a Ferris wheel. But, okay, well, thank you for your comments.
All right, have a great evening.
I disagree, but thank you. Okay, and all right, so let's get back to the IRS here. The complaint now, what we've done in over a period of time is people have joined, and when they do what they're supposed to do, most of them, many of them, don't get bothered anymore by the IRS. However, many people have, and they don't follow up. You know, they just do, you know, they either get scared or so forth. But now, how the grand jury can be used for your advantage is, you know, people are going into the federal courthouse and some in state courthouses demanding to see a grand jury. And, of course, the gatekeepers are going to block you from seeing them. Why? Because they own them. You don't own them. And, you know, and when and the during the debates, which you can find on avalon.law.yale and search for the September 12th, 1787 debates, which is titled, I believe, the Madison debates that took place Tuesday, September 12, 1787, and it starts off here. They're having a debate about certain things, and I'll read three sentences. Mr. Williamson observed to the House that no provision was yet made for juries in civil cases and suggested the necessity of it. Mr. Gorham, it is not possible to discriminate equity cases from those in which juries are proper. The representative of the people may safely trusted in this matter. May be safely trusted in this matter. Mr. Jerry replies, urged, the necessity of juries to guard against corrupt judges. Now, what that's implying there there wasn't, from my understanding, and I could be wrong, if somebody's got facts and evidence that's contrary to what I'm about to say, I'd love to see it, because, you know, I try to study as much as I can, can't study all, but I do what I can. There wasn't, you didn't have government prosecutors. It was, you know, it was basically common law and equity law. And of course, admiralty too, but in common law, there had to be a damage. And you could be the prosecutor. Okay, we're coming up for another break, and we'll go back to, you know, you being the prosecutor after the break.
On the passenger side, 'cause she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Sticks on the passenger side, 'cause she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears. We take a one-way unpaved to a place way out of here. Yeah, way out of here. Down a rough road where a car can't go. Up in the hills where you need four-wheel lift.
down the tailgate, watch her ten legs sway to the rhythm of me strumming on my guitar. Lay back in the bed, lay her head on my chest, beneath a billion stars. Doing things you can't do, things you can't do, doing things you can't do in a car. This Saturday, I'm helping Tommy out.
Okay, we're back. All right, and answer to that one gentleman's question, you know, I just, that caught me off guard. I never heard anybody question God giving us rights of liberty and property, but, you know, where God gave Adam dominion over the earth, the fish, the fowl, you know, the birds and so forth, and you look up the legal definition of dominion, is generally accepted definition of dominion is perfect control in right of ownership. The word implies both title and possession and appears to require complete retention of control over depositions. And it goes on. So, you know, whether the Bible says, hey, God gave you a right to life, liberty, and property, it may not say it in that content, which I can almost, you know, find many places it implies that. But with that said, I think dominion, you know, when God gave us dominion over the birds, the fish, and all animals and so forth, he never gave us a right to go over another man's right. Okay. We have Colin on the phone.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I gotta learn you here, brother. What happens when a colon backs up?
Oh come on, I don't know. What happens?
You get a Powell. It's been Colin for years and years and years until Colin Powell calls it a colon. That's why you know he's full of it. Look, I've got to get on this discussion because it's been something I've studied for a long time. The whole principle, the concept is called, the reason why they put it in there, nature's God, because the concept was basically, that's why they called it self-evident. In other words, any idiot can see that if you're born and you're out in the wilds, that you have all of these rights. You can say, hey, this is my land, and nobody's going to argue with you. You can pull fruit from the tree, but at the same time, if you don't take care of things, like some tribes, you know, overuse the woods and whatnot, and the soil, then, of course, there was nothing left for them if they're on an island. So that's why they mentioned it specifically, that it was self-evident. And it says, we hold.
Okay.
Why do they find that they
We're
hold?
Having a break coming up, and stay right where you are, and we'll be right back.
He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans, you're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.